Channel 1 Right, the 11th of June, 1970. Channel 1 Right, 11th of June, 1970, with Cookie and Franklin. This 11th of June, 1970, Channel 1 Right.
But I just can't have them around, and you don't want horses around either without food.
No, I definitely
and,
don't.
Well, now, from the point of view of the veterinarian, that's right reasonable.
Uh-huh.
But from the customer's point of view, it adds up.
Well, it just $2 that they charge us $2 to give the shot.
Yeah.
That's,
well, when they're out here, they look over things and they help you. I mean, it's,
yeah. I'll tell you, that Tony didn't want any shots. Neither did the little man. Didn't want a stranger giving him. But they had a bump on them for a week.
Yeah.
A knot on. And he said the longer that knot stayed, the better it was, the slower it was sore.
You know.
He said a lot of them didn't raise a bump, but it ought to, you know, like you. Like
that, well, I'd give Tony a shot down there.
Well, he's really been shot. Cupid's been shot.
And he didn't bother him.
I know he didn't. But he really acted with this. He didn't with Anderson, but he did with Floyd.
Mm-hmm. They definitely.
He got his ear and held him.
Got a heavy hand, some of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on
he's a fine horse.
I've got to put a. I ought to be able to get in that far corner there with the horses so they wouldn't have to go down this lane. They won't stand a lane, horses. And, without having to go in this pasture. And then, these horses stay over there all day as long as I want them to. It's not flexible enough. And ought to have water around different places. That would make it a lot simpler.
I hope next week you get us to shoot that well down there, yonder.
Our silly mares and your geldings and really make hay out of those wire fences.
You hear them screeching, huh?
Well, they get into them.
Tony got into it that day.
No.
Something new.
Did you see him scratched up?
Yeah.
First time.
That was at bedtime. I heard that. I kept hearing that noise by bedtime. I thought she would pick it up. And all the horses clear and everything. We went out there in the car, the headlights. And there he was down the fly in there. They tore down this fence up here. And they were tearing down that one. And Pussy was in heat, and she'd backed up to it, and he jumped up on her, you see. And he got in the fence, and he really got in it. He got his right foot caught in the second strand. And his other one was over on the other side of the fence. Well, you know, they just, it hurts. And if they do anything, they'd kill themselves.
Yeah.
So I guess they just.
I've always found it that a horse, when he gets fouling and he gets so much, he gives up.
He still hard guy lifted that foot.
They just give up as calm.
Yeah.
I've had colts that have never been handled get tangled up in a grapevine or a wire fence. You walk up, you could pick up every foot they had. When they got free, man, they just kick up their heels and they're gone.
Yes.
They're sensible about something like that.
Yeah.
I've never run into one yet that wasn't.
They don't try to hurt you as long when they're in trouble.
They know you're trying to help them out.
Yeah.
They got enough sense.
You speak to them.
That's right.
Cookie, do you have to handle the foals to keep them, or should you handle them?
You should. You should handle that foal from the day it hits the ground until right on up. Just keep That way you never have a bad, you never have one that you've got to break.
Yeah.
Even though the mother's gentle, the foal wouldn't be unless you handled it.
That's right. That's right. Just like God's calves. He handles them from the time they're babies right on up until marketing time, right? And you can do anything you want to with them calves.
That's right.
A horse is the same way. I saw people turn them out, just let them go. When they get ready to catch them, it takes 10 men and 5 niggers to get one horse caught. They got to rope him and everything to get him caught. I don't like to do that.
Does Clyde know anything about animals?
Not a thing.
That's Monroeville, he did them.
But now he's, God gifted him with a knowledge of automobiles. He has got it. He went to California, drove up in the Cadillac garage and wanted to get his car serviced. Bought a brand new one. 52. Now he told me this just the other day. And he drove up and he said, I want to see the manager. Just a little one horse garage, you know, Cadillac, Pontiac.
Cadillac.
There was Pontiac out there. And they got the manager and brought him down, and Clyde introduced himself to him. He said, I've been employed with General Motors for a certain period of time, and he said, I've got something wrong with my Cadillac, and General Motors will fix it if I can get a hold of the right man. This fellow said, well, you've got a hold of the right people. He said, we'll fix it if there's anything wrong with it. He said, would you like to come in my office and talk while they fix your car? Clyde said, yes, sir. He went in and he said, you know, he said, I've been looking for a service manager, but I can't let my present service manager know it. He said, would you be interested in a job at $140 a month plus 5% commission? Now that was in 52.
He said a week.
$140 a week plus 5% commission. He said, I'll have to study about that for a few days. He went back in on Monday and told a man, he said, I'll take the job. And in the meantime, from the time on Thursday, I believe it was, till Monday morning, this fella out there had wired Johnny Brazington at Brazington Cadillac Oldsmobile and got a complete rundown on Clyde Harrison's work and his capability and everything. So on Monday morning, when he came out and unloaded his tools, he brought him out a ring of keys. He said, there's a key that'll fit anything in this dealership but my office.
Is that right?
He worked on that day, he said, and about 3 o'clock in the evening, this man came around with a telegram. He said, look at this. Maybe you might want to read it. It was a whole page now. Where Johnny Brazington had recommended him to that Cadillac dealership in California. And he just walked in, a rank stranger, and got a service manager's job. And all of the keys just that quick.
Well, you all got to go see that soul out there.
That's the kind of a man he is. He's got a key to my station, and he can go in there anytime he wants to.
But he still gets cards cut against him every now and then.
Yes, sir. They cut the cards against him. And they'll do it to anybody. I don't care who he is.
How do they get him?
Different ways, just like they do everybody else. I don't care. Any automobile, You can't guarantee it. And any automobile, it won't take the same abuse. Just like a person, they won't take the same abuse.
Well, have they caught him, guy, since you've been in there with him?
Yeah. This fellow came back the other day and attempted to cuss him out, and Clyde told him, he says, you just take that thing on to Brazington Cadillac Oldsmobile if you don't like my work.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was going to tell him just what he was right there on the driveway. He says, you just load it on your shoulder and take it on up to Brazington Cadillac Oldsmobile. He said, they'll take care of you up there. He said, you don't like my work. And he was driving a 70 model Cadillac, too.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
But let me tell you, Cookie. He got so many families he can't quite keep them straight.
You'll straighten him out right quick.
Really?
Yes, my fella. There ain't nobody runs over Clyde Harrison. And he knows which way his ducks are traveling.
Well,
he's looking for a place to park his travel trailer right now.
Yeah.
Because he's moving out. He told me and he told Frank to keep our eye skinned and hop on for him a little apartment where he could park his house trailer and have his separate living quarters from his house trailer. And I'm blame sure keeping my eye open in Hawthorne.
Me too.
Oh man, yeah.
Because he is a man that he's an influence anywhere you go, and blame near anything you get into.
Yeah.
He's a great influence.
You mean outside of the service?
That's right.
Well, yeah. I didn't know about that.
Yes, sir.
He just sort of had unfortunate family relations.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Outside the service.
For instance, out here. He'll be out here from time to time this summer when we start working. He'll be out here. He'll have to drive up and pull that Cadillac out there and hook a trailer on it and haul hay with it. He don't care. He'll do it.
Yeah.
And if he sees you in a ditch, he'll go get you. We're out here and it's looking like rain. We had hay out there. Why, he'd think nothing about hooking that trailer on behind that Cadillac and going and getting a load of hay. That Cadillac ain't a bit better than he is.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. He don't care.
So he'd go along with you?
Yeah. If he likes you.
Yeah.
And there ain't very many people he don't like.
Yes.
Does he don't like you? He won't have nothing to do with you.
Well, when it started out there, I kept thinking, well, that fella won't be here long, you know. Pretty soon he'll be gone. We can settle down here. And I got the idea, you see, that some of those old poker hands were about the only people he saw, you know. But that's the wrong idea.
That's right. There's only five of them. They play every week.
What?
They play poker every week. That's the pastime. They've been doing that for 20 years. The same five.
Oh.
Every week they have gathered up at somebody's house, and they go in and they have a little friendly game of penny ante poker.
Oh.
That's so nice.
That's right.
Oh, they don't play for stakes.
Not at these houses.
Yeah.
I mean at these people's homes.
Yeah.
But if he wants to play for big stakes, well, he'll go to Vegas or Reno, where they do play for stakes.
Yeah.
I think he cleaned their plower out there this time.
You ready?
I think so.
Well, that's easy.
He told a man today, yesterday. He said, I've got $10 $100 bills. I'll give you between my car and yours. And he's got a 68 Cadillac. He said, I've got 10 $100 bills in my pocket. I'll trade with you right now. And if he hadn't, had it in his pocket, he wouldn't have made the man the offer.
Well, now, he used to put his camper there in your paint room.
Yeah.
And they'd use that for some of their parties or games.
That's right.
That's that same crowd.
Yes, sir. About every fifth week they'd play there.
Oh, I see. That's his house.
Yeah. They go to a different house every week, see? Different one of them. There's five of them. And every fifth week, well, they would play in Clyde's little travel trailer. Mm-hmm. And they still do. Every fifth week, they go out there and they play in Clyde's travel trailer. And Clyde buys all of the knickknacks. Now, they don't drink. Don't none of them touch whiskey. They don't.
Oh, they don't?
No.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah.
They don't touch whiskey. But it's just a friendly get-together. And they've been doing it for 20 years.
Well, somehow it appears more natural to me than anybody playing poker that he got a lot of whiskey on his belt and he just got a cool head.
They don't do that. They just don't do that.
Well, that's real interesting.
And the way they play, they ain't nobody never loses over $10. Oh. If they all lose and one man wins,
he won about $10.
One man's won about $40, and nary one of them has lost more than $10.
Yeah.
Well, knowing them, the money they make, well, $10 ain't nothing.
Yeah. He won a little bit last night.
Clyde won $8 last night.
He was on the winning streak, huh?
Yeah.
5 weeks ago, he won for solid years, about 5 weeks ago.
Yeah, he had won a little bit. He hadn't lost every night. Well, I mean, he might break even, but he hadn't lost no money.
Yeah.
In a solid year. Until about 5 weeks ago. And then they cleaned his plow. They took his about $10 off of him one time.
Cookie, did Alvin get straightened out about those cattle? One Sunday. When was it? Sunday
a week ago.
A week ago.
That was the day that they brought the beef over there. And,
yeah.
And I opened my mouth and stuck my foot in it.
You mean they had some more shootings?
Oh, yeah. He lost 7.
But he didn't get excited about it this time?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
They got excited. But, the officers, the detectives, and all didn't want them to move no cattle out. They wanted them to leave them just like they were. Because they were going to try to catch the man. They got the bullet from this one big steer that they shot. And Alvin put in his deep freeze. They got the bullet out of it. Well, they can trace that bullet back. If they can see to find the gun, they can find out where it come from. So they've got evidence now, which they didn't have before.
That must be quite a science. That bullet business.
It is. Did you see the colt, Frank?
See it swimming.
You didn't swim back there today?
I didn't go back though.
Did you get water over you on him?
Mm-hmm. Six.
Okay.
And then a little while.
Okay.
You seen it?
Well, you don't have to go looking. Yeah. Now, I can put supper on the table if you're...
Oh.
one hand and domestic
wank on the other.
Well, this
we are. No, I wrote Missy a little bit.
Like
she wouldn't stay away from him. His hands been out. He was asking.
Oh, she is.
Playing with the
folks. And she said something.
Wasn't a bit scared of the lightning or the thunder either. Run all around that field. She'd run around the circle and she'd stop and her legs would kind of tremble and wobble a little bit. Take off and get old Molly right after.
Molly right after.
And Missy Winnie.
I went out yesterday morning. They weren't anxious to come up to eat. And I looked at that. Missy had that hang dog look on her face, you know, looking down at something. And Molly was looking at this. I didn't see anything. I looked a little closer and I saw this little mound right out there for the watering trough.
You mean she had me all in the yard?
Okay. I looked at her.
Nobody's sick. You didn't raise your voice.
Tuesday night. Tuesday night, I looked at her. I thought, you just could, if I know anything, you just could be having a foal pretty soon.
Yeah.
I didn't know it the next morning, you know.
Nick's going to be pleased. It didn't come out gray.
Cookie says he's going to be gray. See? How long are you saying? 4 years or something like that?
You heard him.
Oh, how can you know now?
Hey ho!
Didn't rain out here, did it?
Sprinkle.
Mm-hmm.
It rained just real short and then it quit and then it missed it a little bit. Most of it's just noise.
Want to have a bite?
Jim fix. Well, I was late. I told Jim I'd be back about 6. So about 6:30. I left here at 6 and I thought, well, I'll stop and get a steak. You know, have that tonight. Celebrate. I got home and he's already frying chicken. He'd fixed up supper.
That was good for him. You just lucked out, didn't you?
And he had pear halves with cheese on top and green peppers underneath. Mama used to put cheese on, but I never heard using green peppers with it. So I said, come on back out. I'm going to show it to you. He says, no, I'm going to go to sleep. He says, I'll see it in the morning. He's been up late the last couple of months.
He had an 8 o'clock.
And then today he had one at 8 and one at 10.
So now you're celebrating?
Yeah. Oh, it's funny. We get through all that and it just kind of leaves a... I don't know. Don't have anything to do exactly, you know. Just hate watching stupid TV. So I said, I started getting, you know, want to come back out of here. He says, well, go home.
You're on the ride.
I just came in a minute. We're packing. We have got 8 boxes of books. And I mean big boxes. I had no idea we had that many. That's not counting the encyclopedias. We're taking, I think, about 3 home with us to Coco and leave them there. Mm-hmm. The rest of them just kind of go along where we go.
You need to have them long.
I don't read them all the time, but I just feel like, you know, well, they're there in case I want to look at them. Look up stuff.
just manage it somehow. You see, for a while you have to move so much, and every time you move, you gotta move those books and all.
Yeah.
But eventually you'll have a few books here.
Well, I've got two sets of books, kind of. We've got school books, textbooks and stuff that we use for school. Then I've got all my collection of books that I've had just years, birthdays and all. And I left most of those behind because they were horse toys. I see why you didn't cart those around. But some of them, like Tolkien and different books I've got around.
Well, did you run into anything now recently that's interesting?
No, not really, except Mrs. Patterson. We didn't get to talk too long. She talked about missing and talked about a horse she had that, what you're talking about being able to crack the whip. She said she'd taken this. Her father told her not to take the horse out because he wasn't real well trained. So. Well, she took him anyway, a long trip over to one of her relatives. And it was a gelding. But evidently they hadn't done a good job on it because she said when they got over there, there were some mules in heat. And she said for 5 miles after she left that place, she drove with that horse, and it got onto a bridge, and he kept acting up. She was afraid they'd go off, and they got off the bridge, and she said she just laid the whip to him. So he settled down, and then went off. I don't suppose she's very old, because her father told her not to take it out.
If I don't know how it feels, and she's putting off this tape. She gonna be a natural, I think. Once she gets there.
She's the only person I know who responds to it. I mean, is it true? Yeah, she is a natural.
That's right. Now, if you just hold that up, you see, when she's over here, you say, Miss Patterson, I want you to tell Guy and Faye about that horse. They don't mind telling them 17 times. That's always different. Different circumstances, no.
Do any of the people out here talk about dreams and things like that?
Not in my presence.
Well, I just wonder, because she mentioned, you know, she's waiting their great-grandchild to be born. And she said she had a dream, and that she woke up and it scared her so bad she thought that granddaughter had called her, you know, like she needed help. I just wondered, because I know Jim's grandmother is absolutely thoroughly convinced she's psychic in a lot of ways, dreams and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And she tells some of the wildest stories. Of course, granddaddy helps because he thinks he can hypnotize people.
Yeah.
He read a book on it. It used to hypnotize the Negroes that would come around his country, around his furniture store, you know, and he'd pay him 50 cents or so, let him hypnotize.
Yes, when she starts getting these things on tape, she's going to be able to hold it down.
That's right.
Suzanne is partly you see, I dictate pretty much in a way what they talk about. You know, I lead up to it and all. But I I don't talk about what I, you know, I never look for information. I just look for something that they can talk about.
Yeah.
Now, this I had a hunch here about a week ago. I got up one morning, I'm dizzy. Well, I wore off up in an hour or two, and yes, they just occurred to me. I think I had that hunch. I think it did. I don't know. It doesn't matter. I said, Fee, go down and get Miss Bessie and Miss Daisy and tell them I got a swimming in my head. Well, that worked. Except they don't work together. And that was a mistake, you see, to bring them together. But I didn't know that. I don't know why. I never had them together. Bessie was here with Liza, you see. But Bessie would step out of the way for Liza.
Oh, yes.
And she won't do that for Daisy. She don't think Daisy got
I don't believe you would have got what you did from Bessie, though, if Daisy hadn't been here. She wasn't doing that for me and you.
No.
She was the lady.
Oh, yeah.
For Daisy.
Well, anyhow, yes, it was remarkable. And then I thought, well, if it worked for them, we extended it. Worked on Miss Patterson. And she brought me as much medicine, I'm ashamed to. And food. So if that ever gets out, you see, I'd really be in trouble. But you see,
was that why she brought the casserole?
Yeah. Because I had a swimming in my
poor woman going out on a cane.
That's right, going out on a cane. Well, I want to see how Suzanne takes to that line.
First thing you know,
she'll have me do the line and she'll just do the tape.
I
may not have to.
I hope not, because I don't know truth from false.
No,
you
she
don't
may
do
not
it that
have
way.
To.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I did have a swing. You did have. You were dizzy. It was perfectly legitimate.
You just used it.
That's right.
I use it liberally. Cold.
That's all right. You're taking her tonic.
Yes,
she didn't even got me taking it.
I have to hide it. I'm afraid she'd bring some more. Well, anyhow, it's Nick's coming tomorrow. I want to see him. And as the Lord says.
Well, I know what he'll do. Tears will come in his eyes. This is the big red letter day of his life. This is how much he's...
And
did
he will miss it just
down?
By 2 days. He missed the event by
mm-hmm.
2 days.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty close, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, as wobbly as that old thing was, I tell you what, she hadn't been there very long. And she's trying so hard to eat grass. She's seen Molly do it. She can get down to get her head about that far from the ground, and she'd kind of squat, try to get closer. And she finally got smart and moved over to where those bushes had grown up a little bit, those ferns kind of. And those came up to where she could get her nose down. She kind of licked at those and didn't like them very much.
Yeah, just acting like her mama.
Yeah.
Last night I came in and I was tired. I was just sort of weary. Given that exam, it was sort of wearing on me. It was
this childlike. They were just a childlike, this group. And they couldn't answer a simple, direct question. They just go off into space.
Yeah. Well, they're used to questions where you're supposed to go off into space.
Well, they are certainly were gifted.
I can't take cupcakes. So you have no.
Well, there's plenty in there.
Where?
Well, they're just in something in there. Huh. Just fish around. And then they were nice, and you know, they had a few glimpses, and they came over and talked. But their talk depressed me. It is so flabby. Their muscles are so flabby. Then lunch. And saw Cookie Minute, and he had misfortunes. Went to staff meeting. Then I took a tape recorder by
that'd be enough.
Dick Morse and read it over here. Went to staff meeting. It lasted an hour and a half. It lasted another three quarters of an hour before it was over. I went on over there and taped Phase of Over to a recital. And I didn't want to talk about anything. Nothing that I'd been done. I didn't want to talk about the staff meeting or the overflow recital or anything. Students or anything. And it just occurred to me. I felt like if I could just hear Miss Bessie talk a little bit. And then I remembered that she had some remedies that she talked about down on the porch a little bit, but hadn't talked about it up here. So Faye went down there and got it. It's harder to get her at this time of night, you know. And she saw the little fool. And we sort of went from one thing to another. Patterson driving that school bus, that's a good subject. And finally got into that. And she talked about that medicine that she gets, that Raleigh product. It's liniment. Internal liniment.
Internal.
Yes. And she had talked to me about it a little bit, but this time she got into it. And she gave it to Tom, and Tom had been gassed in the war, and his stomach was all wrong, and he just sat there, and light came into his face, and she said, "Miss Bessie, it does something to you." Just like your witnessing down there, the same feeling in her voice. It's just poetry. It wasn't information, you see. It wasn't collecting people's old remedies. That is one of the sloppiest pieces of things. I don't know why anybody wants to go around and collect them. You want to get that feeling, you see. They have for it. And she said, at night, if you wake up and you're hurting or something, you can't call the doctor, but you can reach over and get that bottle. And I said, "Miss Bessie, it's shameful." See, I go along with them. It's shameful that people don't pay more attention to doctoring themselves. They just, you know, people wake up at night and they turn and toss and they have to just rough it out, tough it out. And you know, she picks those things. Yes, you know how she picks those things up. And I'm just thinking. Now, that Raleigh remedy, she got that herself. And she's had it all these years. And that's, she just. The house feels different. When she's out of that, she's not happy. And she gets out of it. See, the old Raleigh man runs off Europe. Yeah.
Even saw the Jordan River.
Yeah. And I just saw. Now, that liniment wouldn't help me. I just never have been, I don't know, I just never have been given to
being restored in that manner. It just never has appealed to me. You know, never had any money. But if I woke up at night and I was hurting or nervous or the thing, and nothing would help me like playing that tape. Of Miss Bessie reaching over there for that. Yes. So now you say you're tricking. It is. It's all based on tricking. But I don't know. I don't know. I guess that's a piece of morality I can't have. Now she couldn't listen to it. Faye keeps saying.
Oh no! I can't get this in the guy's head. There's so few people who can listen to tape. Or listen, they don't know what to listen for.
They probably listen for the remedy.
Yeah, for the information.
The voice sounds natural, they'll say, or doesn't sound natural.
Well,
that would be a great mistake.
I don't know what somebody said. They said, figure, well, why the hell have I got to listen to myself talk here when I can just go home and talk about that in it, sir? Down there, let her listen to it. Next time I saw her, she was laughing. She spent the evening listening to herself talk. Listening to herself talk.
So. She talked a lot, but she didn't know she talked that much. And the guy had taken all that he'd said out.
That's right. I had worked on that thing.
No wonder she's surprised.
Yeah, I'd forgotten that. I copied the thing and I just left out what I said. And you know, since then I've been a little cautious about doing that. Gives the wrong impression. So I ought to say
something to show her. She put her shoes on and was ready to come.
Locked the door.
Ran her wrist over all off.
I'll tell you one thing. You talking about trusting people. Bessie don't trust them.
A watch goose, and a watch dog, and a light.
I've heard it's a goose and fade the dog, but I didn't have a thing to do with that life.
Well, she knew that you went to encourage him about that light, and it made no difference whatsoever. She tried to put it up where it wouldn't be in your eyes.
Yes, she did.
She did, but she was not going to have that light.
She wanted it down a little far. I think she did. Well, it helped Miss Daisy a little bit.
Have you ordered some chops?
What made you think of that?
I thought I heard the horses down here. I don't need to feed them any, but I wish I could get a half a bag.
I told him I was going to open the bag. See the bugs had grown their wings this time. That time I opened the bag and poured it in, the bugs flew out. Out of the sack.
You ought to just send it right back.
Well, I didn't have any to work with, see? Take me a week to get some more. I guess.
Well, they're both doing that little flipping.
And I usually get my man.
Love bag.
Thank you.